More crimes could be related to gambling addictions than we think. That's the finding of a report from RMIT's Centre for Innovative Justice, which says that gambling can entrench people into a cycle of criminal behaviour. And the report's author is calling for the justice system to do a better job of recognising that. Jane Lee reports.
What leads a gambling addict to commit a crime? Often the courts see people who have trafficked drugs or embezzled money in order to pay off their debts. But new research, commissioned by Victoria's Responsible Gambling Foundation, has found that the link between gambling and crime is not so clear-cut. The report's author, Eleanor Campbell, is the Associate Director of RMIT's Centre for Innovative Justice.
Well, our research suggests that gambling is in the mix of offenders' lives much more often than we might expect.
Eleanor Campbell's analysed more than 100 cases related to gambling problems and found there were many more pathways to a life of crime.
We found that it can increase the risk of recidivism, so re-offending upon release for people convicted for non-gambling related offences. They might come out to poverty or even debt, and gambling, they see, is the quickest way to repay that debt. We found that it propels people from disadvantaged socioeconomic backgrounds into crime just to feed their families.
Ms Campbell says older research estimates a third of Victorian prisoners have had problems with gambling. But it's hard to know for sure because she says no one is asking the question.
So we would say there's an opportunity there for contact with the criminal justice system to present as a positive intervention where questions can be asked and then people's issues in relation to gambling and other issues can be fed into referrals to appropriate services and supports and an earlier intervention put in place so that behaviour doesn't continue to spiral out of control.
Victoria Legal Aid represents some of the state's poorest people in lower level and serious criminal cases. Its managing director, Bevan Warner, is struck by just how many of their clients accused of lower level crimes have had problems with gambling.
Up to 10% of people who were before the courts had gambling in the makeup of the issues that were going on for them.
Mr. Warner says that gambling problems can also be linked to problems with drugs, alcohol and family violence.
Women who are exposed to violence in the home will seek refuge and shelter in the physical safety of the casino or the gambling parlour, where there's bright lights and where there's other people around and where they know they will be physically safe. But in the course of that security environment, they're also developing an addiction to avoid other problems.
He says defence lawyers often choose not to disclose their clients' gambling problems because they're not sure whether this will attract a more lenient sentence.
And that points to gambling and gambling-related harm being still very much a hidden problem in the justice system. We know that there are good support services in the community that if people can access can help them. But I'm not sure that the justice system is connected and thinking about gambling and gambling-related harm as it would, for instance, with drug and drug-related harm.
Victoria Legal Aid's Managing Director Bevan Warner, ending Jane Lee's report.